Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to The Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us right here on Biz Talk Radio. And joining us today, our first guest, Alice Flynn. And Alice, I feel so bad because it's such a rotten day to be in Boston. It's rainy and cold and raw, but welcome to the city.
Well, thank you. Nice to be on your show today.
It's nice to have you with us. You've been a professional writer since 2004.
Mm-hmm.
And you found out something shocking about your dad, Captain Thomas Flynn, and you were able to write about it in a book that you published, self-published, and it's won so many awards. It was called Unforgettable, The Biography of Captain Thomas J. Flynn. But tell us about the real deal here, because this is, your father was involved in the Battle of the Bulge, and you didn't know anything about what your dad went through. When did you discover, and how are you now helping other families discover the veterans of World War II's stories?
Well, back in 2009, I had my first grandchild was born, and I decided I wanted to try and put something together. He was, like many World War II veterans, didn't talk about what he'd been through. It had been pretty horrific for him, and he just, you know, didn't want to relive those memories. And so we knew maybe a dozen different facts, but not a lot of details. So I just started looking through. I went online and Google Books has a great resource. And I found his unit and where they fought in the Battle of the Bulge, and I found some incredible books that actually, five of them actually mentioned his name. And so that was...
Imagine?
You know,
wow.
I know, it was like, blew me away.
Yeah, yeah, and, I bet, yes.
And so they actually were talking about some incredible things that he'd done during the Battle of the Bulge. He was second in command of the unit that fought in the town where he was at. It was called Hosingen, it's a town in Luxembourg, and it was right on the front lines, and they were in the middle of Hitler's push that actually was headed to Bastogne. And so I found out all this information, and I included as much as I could into my dad's biography for my family, because I wanted to really document. I was just hoping for 10 pages, and I wound up with a 300-plus page book, because I found
so much. I love that. Just absolutely love that. I love this story. And so tell us about the heroes of Hosingen.
Well, what happened was I wanted to take all that information. Through my research, I found out that there was really a lot of families like me who were looking for the same information as I had uncovered. And so I tried to consolidate all of it, and I put it on my website, and I I put it as much as I could in my book, and I noted all the references I used. I just tried to make it really easy for other people to do what I'd done, especially if they were looking for what happened in my town, the town where my dad had fought. So I wound up having about 20 families now that have reached out to me, and they found my book because they were, again, like I said, they were looking for the same town, what happened to the unit, and they have shared with me then their own father's experiences, and I had so much more information that I wound up taking all of that and adding it to my dad's World War II story, and I just made it a separate book about what happened to the unit as a whole. And it reads more like a novel because it's such a intimate perspective of what was going on in the town as they were fighting, who was hurt, and what people were feeling, and it just is, I think it's a very impactful story if you really want to understand what was going on the front lines.
Tell us about the families and their reaction to your to the research and to the book. That's the part that's so cool, and how you're helping all of these families today. This was not your main, this was not what you were planning to do, but it's just unfolded this way.
It is. I'm calling myself the accidental author. I didn't intend to write even one book, and now I have two. And it just, I felt like it, the men did not get the recognition that they deserved, and I wanted to make sure.
No, they really
dad,
didn't. Yeah, they didn't. And you can, you, and Alice, you can understand why. Because it was that mentality of you just don't talk about it. It was so horrific, and they had to go through so much that back then, you know, when people died, it was like, put it away. No, no, shh, shh, shh. You know, it was like, we don't talk about it. It's not, we don't do that.
Yeah.
And so it was the secrecy behind it.
There was that, as well as the fact that they had, by that point in the war, there was, in my dad's company, which is usually around, 200 men, there was only about 6 or 7 guys left that had started with the unit when they started fighting in Europe. They'd all been wounded or killed at that point. And so there was no cohesive group either to get back together after the war. They were separated when they became prisoners and went to different camps. And so unless they contacted the division headquarters in Pennsylvania, because they were the Pennsylvania National Guard originally, unless they got involved with that, there was, you know, no one to really talk about it, what they've been through. You know, there's no camaraderie for a lot of
right.
guys.
Right. Oh, that's true. That's true. Yes. You know, yeah. I watch some of the stories on television, and I think there's a group of World War II vets that have been going to the Super Bowl forever and ever. They just meet and they go to the Super Bowl, and they said there's this camaraderie that no one else has. There is this moment in life when I can share with them what I can't share with anyone else.
Yeah, totally. And it's just, you know, a lot of the families that have reached out to me have said that their dads didn't really even get involved with going to anything at the division headquarters. They have a reunion every year, and they didn't even get involved until like 40 years after the war.
You
know, that was a point where my dad finally opened up and told a little bit, I guess, to my siblings. I wasn't there when that happened, but I just think that was a big part of it, too, their healing process. They really weren't allowed to heal. They just went, had to go back to their lives. The Army didn't recognize post-traumatic stress syndrome. And
no, I was just going to say there was no and what's so sad is that today, Alice, the reason why I love that you've done this and that you're writing about this and that you're sharing with us today is that we're losing, you know, 29 veterans a day. And they say that that's really not the right number. It's closer to 50. And I hope that's not true. But I spoke with an expert from the Veterans Administration and some other people, and they said that 29 number is really low. It's closer to 50 veterans are killing themselves every single day. Every single day. And, you know, we are, we have a veterans that's right here in our neighborhood and not too far from where I live. And they've been renovating the building forever and ever, and it was a deplorable deplorable condition. It never should have gotten that way, but it never, they never took the time or the resources. And there are these World War II veterans that have lost everything, that the war had just absolutely destroyed them mentally and physically. And there's no one to pick up the pieces and to help them. And it's very sad, Alice. This is a very sad situation we have in this country.
I agree, yes. They definitely have more resources now than they used to help them, but it's still not enough.
It really isn't. And so for you to bring this one particular, how many units were there, the units of the 28th Infantry Division during the Battle of the Bulge?
There was three different regiments, and then each regiment had 12 companies, and my dad was in K Company.
Okay. So this is a lot of people, so they are all so thrilled that you did this. What's the best website, Alice Flynn, to have everybody go and find out about their untold stories and the work that you're doing?
My best website would be heroesofhosingen.com, and that's Hosingen. And my books are available on Amazon in both paperback and Kindle format.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for being with us today, Alice Flynn. What a pleasure, always. And we will be back in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. We're right here on BizTalk Radio.
We'll meet again. Don't know where. Don't know when. But I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are the only brand of probiotics that do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide today.
My name is Joanne. I'm from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, and I've been using Willard water for more than 15 years. My husband and I are very careful about our nutrition. We eat organic food, try to maintain a healthy lifestyle, and we drink Willard water every day. I'm 65 years old. My husband is 64. We're in fantastic shape. Willard water plays a key role in our good health. Willard water helps the body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. It's also full of natural minerals. I'm here to tell you what thousands of others around the world already know. Willard water works. If you care about your health, you'll go out and buy some today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee your company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio, now being joined by Richard Greenberg. And Richard is in the L.A. area, and he is a blogger of Common Sense Dad, commonsensedad.com, the author of Raising Children Other People Want to Be Around. Don't you love that title? I love that title, by the way, Richard.
Well, thank you very much,
Frankie. That's an absolutely great, great title. So, how you have some really great tips, really great tips. So let's talk about, you say it's not too late to make resolutions to raise great kids. It's the middle of January. Many of us have already broken our New Year's resolutions, and we're back to where we were in December. And you say for many parents, they're looking for a way to raise their children to be respectful, likable, successful adults, and that it's not too late.
Well, it's not too late, certainly, if you've laid some groundwork. And the resolutions that I define, to some degree, are resolutions that one can make at any time and should participate in at all the time. And I think they're actually easier than the kind of resolutions that most people make, which are to lose weight or to stop smoking or, you know, whatever it might be. Basically, what I think is that, you know, children are a reflection of the behavior of their parents in many ways. So what we have to do is clean up our act, but also include our children in it. So, you know, well, the first resolution is typically to teach your kids to leave a trail of people behind them who have nothing but nice things to say. And
right.
You do that by leading by example, and you model, you know, kindness and empathy for others. And understand as a parent that what you do in front of your child, or even when you think your child isn't paying attention, is very important. So, you know, just by the way you navigate the world, you're essentially teaching your child how to navigate the world. And that's not so much a resolution as it is a level of consciousness about your role as a parent. And
so
what the book is about. Yeah.
I love that. I love that, love that, love that. And I was very fortunate. I had my mother, my mother's best friend, and my mother's best friend had an expression that we used growing up, and it was, wish them well, wish yourself better for people that you really couldn't stand. No, 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 wish them well, wish yourself better.
Uh-huh.
And I loved the way she would twist it for us.
Yes. Well, it meant that there's a minimum degree of civility in the world.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Operate with that minimum degree of civility and understand that you deserve to be treated well as well. You know, that even people you don't get along with deserve your respect, and, you know, it's just a matter of how much. So I think that, you know, and this is a time when we need to focus on sort of the deeper issues and the bigger picture.
Yeah,
and
we do, you know, we do. Yeah, we really do. You're absolutely right, and it's you know, these are very strange times because kids are seeing news clips and they're seeing news snippets and they're hearing about this one's not going to the inauguration and this one isn't singing and this one is, you know, and it's really big news. So,
well, and I think, you know, what I've typically done with that, with my children, when they observe bad behavior or when they don't understand what's going on, I say to them, this is how we do it in our family. These are the rules in our family. We're going to treat people nicely. We're going to not bully anyone. We're going to understand that it's our job to try and feel the way other people might feel so that we can put ourselves in their shoes. And, you know, I think that's important. You know, when I have another one of these resolutions is to give your kids some chores. And the reason you do that is not necessarily because you want to boss them around, but because you want to teach them the value of service. You want to teach them that they're participatory in life and that they can raise themselves up by doing something for someone else. And I think that that's also a very important thing.
Yeah, I love
the
that.
The way you shape a child for dealing with society, for dealing with life, is you teach them that it's not always all about them. You love them. They're the most important thing in the world to you, but that's not how the world necessarily treats them and will treat them. So, you know, there are a lot of parents who are afraid to impose sort of structure on their children in that way, and I think that they're doing a disservice to that child because the child needs to learn that there are things that you do for other people, really whether you feel like it or not, and your family is a group of other people.
You're making some great points, and do you think, though, Richard, and I'm not saying this to be, I'm not saying it in a pejorative way, but do you think millennials have that little bit of because they were not denied very much? You know, I observe my friends that have kids. That it just seems that they're more willing to help out. You know, we were given tough love. I don't see a lot of tough love with these kids. I see they get what they want when they want it.
You know, it's really interesting, and there are whole wonderful discussions of why millennials behave the way they behave, and one of the top things on that list is parents who refuse to teach those children how to understand the word no, and who taught those children that, you know, they're the most wonderful thing in the world, and they should believe that forever. And so, you know, but sometimes people sort of misdirect that anger at what they call participation trophies, which is just one of my little soapboxes.
Yeah.
It's not the trophy that's the problem. It's really the, you know, because the kids know who the most valuable player is, and there's an award given to that kid, and the kids know who the captains of the teams are, and they know that. And when I run a marathon or a 10K, I get a little participation trophy as an adult, so it's not the trophy's problem. I agree with you. Millennials have been entitled to a number of things, and the best way to deal with that is that when they're children and you say no to them, which is a very important thing, saying no to your child is teaching your child to deal with adversity, and it's teaching your child how to get you to say yes, as long as whining and crying isn't the solution. In other words, if you say no, we can't do that, your grades aren't right. You know, you can't play this sport because you're suffering academically. They have to learn that they're going to have to pull their grades up, and you have to make that a reasonable target in order to do what they want to do. And
we just saw last week that one of the daughters was missing from President Obama's last major speech because she had a test the next day, and they refused to get her out of the test.
Well, yeah, I mean, that is a perfect example of somebody taking responsibility for their own requirement. You know, in other words, the daughter probably said, I got a test to take. And it was great that they didn't sort of use their power to change things. And it's great that she didn't feel so entitled that she could say, I don't have to take the test, ha, 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 or can I arrange to do it another
time? Right, exactly. So the best website for people to find out more about you and the work that you're doing, Richard, and your blogging which is commonsensedad.com?
Correct. So I am Common Sense Dad. I wrote an owner's manual for having children.
And it's Raising Children Other People Want to Be Around. I love that title.
That
great book.
People like to be around. Raising Children.
That like to be around. Absolutely. Thank you so much, and we'll be right back. Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Situation. Take a lesson from our elders. Don't make the same mistake.
This is Frankie Boyer. Joining me today is Keith Morey from Super Good Stuff. Keith, welcome. It's nice to have you with us. There is a formula that you have created. You make products that make us function better in the world, and one of them is neuromuscular support. What exactly is this product?
It's really basic. It's daisy flowers, grape leaves, and olive pit fractions. Nothing you've ever heard of. But for tight shoulders, lower back, any discomfort dealing with muscle tension, it's amazing, and it works 10 or 12 minutes. But it is absolutely fabulous. If it doesn't work for you, if you don't like it, we'll give you your money back.
That's neuromuscular support, and you can find this in all of the products at supergoodstuff.com, or you can call 949-651-6355. That's 949-651-6355. This is Frankie Boyer with Keith Morey.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. If you own a home, there's a good chance its value has gone up. In fact, year over year, housing values nationwide have risen by more than 6%, one of the largest increases this decade. Quicken Loans has smart ways to help you take advantage of your home's rising equity. You could take cash out to consolidate debt, or you could refinance to eliminate private mortgage insurance. No matter what's happening with the housing market, it's always a smart move to call us at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Experience the confidence that comes from working with a mortgage partner that has your best interest in mind. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. And, you know, our next guest right here on Biz Talk Radio has figured it out. And we all need to listen carefully because I think she's spot on with her information. Her new book is out, Lynn Gine, the Metabolism Plan. So this is the deal. How many of you out there are sticking to your diet? You're exercising like crazy. Because it's, you know, January or the middle of this whole new regime and plan, and you've got everything all laid out, and you've dropped how many pounds? Zero. You've done how much inches have you lost? Zero. Well, very few, maybe a couple of pounds, and you're like frustrated, and then it's like that vicious circle. Why am I not eating these? I really am not eating bad foods and no one believes you. Oh, yeah, right. Well, it could be. It could very well be that those foods are just not right for you. They may be healthy, but they're not the right foods for you. It may not be the right exercise for you. And so joining us is the author of The Plan, which was a New York Times bestseller. She's a sports and holistic nutritionist, and she's helped hundreds of thousands of men and women lose weight, improve their health, and reverse the aging process. You've seen her on the Dr. Oz show, Fox and Friends, and featured in More magazine, and it goes on and on and on. And Lynn, it is a pleasure, and congratulations. What a great book.
Oh, thank you, Frankie. It's always great to chat with you.
So this is the story. We think we know what the right exercise is. We don't necessarily, do we?
It's so amazing how we all respond differently to the stimulus of exercise. And I think if we think of it as stimulus, we're already approaching it from the right standpoint. Because I have seen people gain a pound from Pilates or a pound from walking. And that's so counterintuitive to what we have been taught.
Yeah.
So we're all unique in the way that we process the stimulus of exercise. And the last thing you want to do is to plug in all that time at the gym or on your walks with your friends and know that it's slowing your metabolism because your body's perceiving it as stress.
So, and you do this with food. Now, it's so funny because poor Ricky hears me complain every morning about my protein shake. I always make a protein shake every morning, and I like to drink it during this show. I don't know why. It's just a routine I got into a while ago, and so I drink my protein shake. And a few weeks ago, I said, you know, it's just not tasting the way I want it to taste. And so I intuitively got the hit that I have to take out the chia seeds. And since I've been doing that, my shakes have been fabulous. Fabulous. Ricky doesn't hear me complain about those shakes anymore. And I'm feeling better. And I use this as an example because there was obviously something about the chia seed that made me feel bloated and that didn't make my shake taste that great.
Right. And, you know, one of the best things that Dr. Said to me is I really need to rethink about what I've been telling my patients. Instead, what I need to tell them to do is start listening to their body.
Yes.
And too often, we listen to the experts or we read the latest research. I want you to know that everything that you read works for maybe 70% of the population. And sometimes you're going to fall into that 30% that it doesn't work for. but you keep doing it because the experts say it's healthy.
Yeah.
It's not healthy, Frankie, unless it's healthy for you.
That's
so
right.
Just the same way you knew that the chia seeds weren't working for you, you have no idea how many people talk themselves into eating foods because they're supposed to, when in fact it's causing bloating and weight gain and constipation and digestive issues and disease. If you're eating foods that don't work for your chemistry, they cause inflammation. And chronic low-grade inflammation is the basis for every single disease, premature aging, and obesity.
Fascinating, yeah. And we just had Dr. Blackburn on talking about telomeres. Well, let me tell you something. If there's inflammation, those telomeres are not going to thrive.
Exactly, exactly. And what's amazing, and this is just a testament to the body, when you identify and you remove these foods that are causing inflammation, and most people are just eating 3 to 4 foods that aren't working for their chemistry, your body does something amazing. It starts healing, and rapidly. So we'll find that in the first week of the plan that people can cut their thyroid meds by as much as 20%. And if you're type 2 diabetic, you can decrease your insulin needs by 50%. Not by making huge changes, by just taking out a few of the foods that aren't working for you.
So how do you know what those foods are?
I came up with a very systematic protocol to test foods. What I did was I started to track data because I started to notice that 85% of my clients were having an inflammatory response to salmon, to black beans, to Greek yogurt, to oatmeal.
And me too. 70%, yeah.
70% to tomatoes and green beans and pork. And so then I started to say, well, what are the healthy foods that seem to be universally healthy? And that's what we put in that first week on the plan. And what you start to do when you're following the metabolism plan is you start to test the foods that you love and see your response. And what should be happening every single day is you're eating over 2,000 calories a day as a woman on the plan. You're losing 0.5 pound a day every single day until you get to your goal weight, or you introduce a food that doesn't work for your chemistry. So, for example, I will typically see 4 stalks of asparagus cause 1.3-pound weight gain if they're inflammatory for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But what's
so
really compelling about this...
What's so blowing me away is that most people listening to this would say, but wait a minute, asparagus is so healthy for you.
And if you're the 15% that asparagus works for, then yes, there are very many, there are wonderful compounds in there that can promote health. But I always like to use oatmeal as an example.
Yeah, I
have
just
high
can't.
Cholesterol.
I cannot. You know what?
Yeah.
I used to love oatmeal. And let me tell you, every time I'd have oatmeal, I'd want to go back to bed in the morning. It did the opposite for me. It made me very lethargic and very, it just left me feeling.
That's great. You know why you feel sleepy after an inflammatory food? Because it takes so much energy for your body to break down that inflammatory food that your body actually puts you to sleep, because that's when your body does the deepest repair. So you know that 3 o'clock energy dip so many people have? It's because they're eating inflammatory foods at lunch.
Mm. Now, what about if you have an ongoing autoimmune disease or if you already have issues? This book is even more powerful, I would think.
Absolutely, because, you know, an inflammatory response to a food lasts for up to 72 hours. So you could just be eating 2 to 3 foods during the week and be in a constant state of inflammation. And as many people are now aware, when it comes to autoimmune diseases, so much of it is gut-based. So we obviously want to not only identify and remove the foods that are causing inflammation so that we can heal a leaky gut syndrome and then put the immune system down to where it should be instead of on constant high alert, but I also find that using MSM, which we discuss in the book, can help to heal the gut lining. So the combination of 6 weeks of MSM with identifying and removing inflammatory foods has put multiple sclerosis, lupus, Graves, Hashimoto's, I mean, you name it, in complete remission. And that's exciting.
Wow. Very exciting, yeah. MSM is such an affordable supplement. I remember talking to the authors of the MSM Miracle like 14 years ago, Stanley and the doctors that Ronald and everyone that wrote the book. They were very elderly then, but it was a brilliant book.
MSM changed my life. I had chronic sinusitis and migraines, and I took MSM, and I haven't had, you know, an incident in about 12 to 15 years, but we use
wow.
it for everything from asthma to GERD to...
Yes, yes. Oh, what a wonderful... Yeah. This book, I'm telling you, it's a really big secret that now we all know. The metabolism plan. I can't get it out. From the New York Times bestselling author of The Plan. And what's the best website, Lynn?
You can reach me at www.lynngenet.com. That's LynGenet.com. And you can always catch up with us on Facebook. We're a great community, The Lynn Genet Plan.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Congratulations on the new book. We'll be right back. Frankie Boyer, stay tuned.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's XLEAR.com. Now go wash your nose.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat screen TV, a high capacity ultra quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Affordable payment plans. Delivery, setup, and service included. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, Frankie Boyer. And now we are joined by award-winning journalist from ABC News and New York Daily News, Paul Shin. His new book is out, and congratulations on your debut novel. It's called Half Life. And what a pleasure. Welcome to the program, Paul.
Thanks for having me on the show. Appreciate it.
So you've been doing this journalism thing for over 20 years, an incredible, beautiful career. And you were born in South Korea, lived in London during your childhood.
Yep.
Now you're in New York, in Brooklyn. What was it about this book that pulled at you that you needed to, and why you needed to write it? Tell us a little bit about it.
Sure thing. It's a book about North Korean officials who live in New York City. So I wanted to tackle North Korea in a way that was accessible to people who weren't really familiar with North Korea. And I really felt like, because of my own personal experience living in all these different places, that I was kind of uniquely equipped to handle a story like this. And I felt like I could bring something really novel to the table.
You know, this is a book that is a novel, though, but you're combining your experiences, and tell us how that works when you put together a story has some basic truth to it, but there's also an embellishment.
Right. I mean, there's a long tradition of journalists who are also novelists, probably the most prominent being Ernest Hemingway, right?
Of course,
and
yes.
I think journalists, when they cover the real world, there are aspects of it that they'd like to write about, which, unfortunately, because they don't necessarily have sort of the access to the interior lives of the characters, they can only really write about it in a meaty way by tackling it as fiction instead of nonfiction. So in my particular case, this book is grounded in a number of real events that happened in 1997. And what was going on at the time was there was a really devastating famine in North Korea, which was kind of shaking the foundations of the ruling class. And all these high-profile diplomats were defecting to the West. So I wanted to be able to tell that story in a way that would really get at kind of the emotional truth of what it must be like for a person who is a North Korean official. What leads to somebody like that to defect to the West?
So what's been the response of the book so far?
I think people have been, people have told me that they found it not only sort of a good thrill ride, but also kind of educational in that they learned things about North Korea and its relation with its neighbors and the U.S., that they had never heard about before. Because normally when we encounter news about North Korea, it's generally because the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, has a, you know, strange haircut, or because he's acting kind of erratically.
But we are fascinated. We are fixated and fascinated on North Korea. I just have to read a quote that says that Half-Life is a terrific novel. Right from the start, you'll be drawn into many dark worlds, politics, espionage, and North Korea. It will keep you on the edge of your seat right until the last page. Paul H.B. Shin's authenticity and style cannot be missed. That is from Dale Brown, New York Times bestselling author himself. What a fabulous quote.
Yep, definitely. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, and you're getting a lot of those kinds of quotes. So this book is one of those books that, as you say, the unimaginable, the unspoken, and we're getting a glimpse into it. So I have to ask you, out of the number of pages in the book, how many of the pages do you think are real? How much of it is real?
Well,
can you tell us? Can you give me at least that?
I don't know. I couldn't put a percentage on what percentage of it is real. It is, after all, a work of fiction. So even though I did do a tremendous amount of research for this, and partly it was because I was working a full-time job, and partly it was because it took a lot of research, but it did take me over 10 years to research and write this book. As for a percentage, I'm not quite sure, but a lot of the events, including the sort of jumping off point, which was when the North Korean ambassador to the United Nations went into the hospital, and he couldn't pay his hospital bills because the North Korean government didn't have enough money. So this
for
is
real.
A really this for real
for
this
real
high
for
ranking,
real
yes for real
for real.
This happened in 1997, and it was a huge deal back then. And
yeah, that
the Korean American community at the time found out about this, and they kind of rallied around the cause, and they paid his hospital bills. Which is, if you think about it, it's kind of ridiculous that the highest-ranking diplomat in the U.S. Wasn't able to pay his hospital bills. So these things like that are in this book, and, yeah, definitely that happened.
So I have to ask, is there a sequel? Are you already moved on to the second book, or what's up? Are you just promoting this one now and enjoying the moment?
For now, yes. But because of the response, initially, I had just thought about just ending this as a standalone. And I felt that, because I'd lived with these characters for so long that I kind of wanted to move on to something else. But because the response has been quite good, I am considering a possible follow-up.
Oh, good, good, good. What's the best website for more information? How can people get the book and all those good things, Paul? Thank you so much, by the way, for being with us.
I appreciate it. And the best way to find out more about it is my website. It's paulhbshin.com. That's paulhbshin.com. And it's available on all the online stores, and you should be able to find it at a store near you.
Awesome. Thanks so much for being with us, and thank all of you. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show for Biz Talk Radio. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day. And as always,
smile. Though your smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.